Lord God, help us this day hear these words, Lord, and Lord God, may we live out your word each and every day. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So if you would turn to back of your worship hymnal, I'd like to say that our sermon is geared for one of these readings, but it's geared for the entire thing. I really have to admit something. This is very difficult. I feel very odd about teaching this right now, because as soon as you see what I'm teaching about, I'm going to lose half of you, and then the other sentence, I'm going to lose the other half. And I literally am trying to say, Lord God, please, can I preach about anything else today? And so the last couple of weeks, this has kind of been on my mind about what to preach on. And then someone brings it up in Bible class, and I say, Lord God, if this be your will, then so be it. I will preach on it. And so God's like, you know what? There's a way to preach on it, and then there's the way in which culture takes the word and makes it something it's not supposed to. So today, we want to get into a very interesting topic here, and so we're going to look today at this word, submission. See, I've already lost half of you. The other half are like, good, let's talk about this. Go, Pastor Matt. So taking a look at this is that today, of all days, there is a chance to talk about this word in which it makes complete sense. And so those of you that I'm really hoping to turn the light bulb, and then all of a sudden it's going to just light up. There's one way in which to talk about this subject. All right, so I just want you to see this video.
To the right, Bennett to tight end left. Second and goal to go from the two. Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line. A touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
All right. You got that? Did you see that? Do you see that? Do you understand why I played football game in a church? Did you guys get that? Don't look past it. Look at on the screen right now is the play we just saw that won the Super Bowl from last year. Today, I want to speak to the men in here. I want to speak to the men. Because I understand that women do like football. Men, we tend to gravitate towards football. We do. It's a sport that men love. Guys, I want to talk to you guys today. And it's interesting that I want to talk to you guys about submission. I really do. And so when we look at this, what you see here in this picture isn't necessarily what you think about. Some of us look at this from different angles. Some of us look at from the angle that we're on our couch. We have the remote in one hand. We have some kind of beverage in the other and easy access to our favorite snack just beyond reach. And we're looking at this screen and we're wondering what's going to happen next. And if it doesn't work, we can go back and say, you know what, you're not a very good coach. You know what play I would have ran if I was the coach? How many times have we heard it, guys, where in our heads, you know what, if I was just the head coach, Vikings would win the Super Bowl every single year. I mean, really. I mean, all we'd have to do is listen to my brain. And I know, guys, that's just the way we are wired. That's just the way we're wired. And so when you look at this, how does this play develop? Really, how does this play develop? Did the players just say, hey, I'll go that way and just look for me out there? How do the linemen know where to block? How? Does Tom Brady say, hey, lineman, you move on the first sound, you on the second sound, and somehow it just all works out in the end? What would a football team be like if every one of those players, all 11 players, did whatever they want to do? It doesn't work whatsoever. See, men, even the young men, are catching on to this. And so that's good, even at your age. Now if we can just get you to just get on this path here. And so we want to talk about that path as men that we sometimes struggle with. As men, we sometimes struggle with this idea that somewhere out there, we have to submit to somebody else. And that's very difficult as a man to do. It is. And so when we take a look at this, there's some way, somehow, that there's one guy in this entire sequence that receives instructions from someone else, and when he's in a... Guys, the ladies are answering this. Come on, guys. When they're in a... The quarterback will tell the guys what's going on. And all of a sudden, they'll... Ready? See, we got this. So we got... Guys, I'm hearing more of the ladies, though. This is a problem here. And so, it's just something that when you're about to win the Super Bowl, how many times have you done this as a team? How many times have they broken a huddle together? How many times in preseason did one person leave early and the coach had to come up, grab his helmet and say, excuse me, son, this is a team, get back in the huddle and we'll tell you when to break the huddle. And it's something that over the years that we've naturally gone, we want to win the Super Bowl next year. That means on day one, we have to make sure that something happens each and every day that it becomes just a natural habit. And so when we take a look at this play, there's a head coach somewhere calling the signals of what he would like to see happen. And so the problem with the quarterback, even though he's the highest paid person on the team, is that he also has to receive instructions from someone else. And sometimes you could even argue that the head coach is also under the owner. And so when we take a look at this, don't make this too hard, but that when you look at a team like this, there is usually one person that takes instructions from someone else, men. And that's very difficult for us to do. And that's why I wanted to take a look at this today. Is that as guys, we want to take a look at this game and we want to sit back and say, you know what, if it was up to me, it would be done differently, it would be more efficient, and every year we'd won the Super Bowl. It's very difficult for us to understand that there is someone that I owe my life to, and unless I receive instructions from him, because he has the power to call play by play, that, you know what, I'm just running around on my own. And the other 10 guys in my group, we're just out there for ourselves. And so I want to take a look at a couple things. Old Testament this morning, from Exodus chapter 18, verse 7, here is where Moses is leading the people of Israel, over a million people, they would say, out of Egypt. He has just seen firsthand how God can cripple the biggest military and the best country in the world at the time. Just absolutely cripple it. And he takes his people out. And Moses goes back, and there he sees his father-in-law, Jethro. And it's interesting that in life, men, that we can come to a certain situation, and when we see our father-in-law, and our father-in-law in this stage, he's going to offer advice. And sometimes, men, the hardest thing to do as a young man is to receive advice from your father-in-law. Because if he really knew what was going on, then... And so Moses does this. Moses is the leader of this huge group, the hand-picked man of God. And yet when he sees his father-in-law, he does what? Let's read this together. Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare and went into the tent. Moses, the leader here, still understands that this is his father-in-law and he can still learn. And Jethro says, you put too much on yourself. Pick out leaders inside the people of Israel so that you don't get stressed out by these million people and you can be more efficient. So even Moses, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, listened to someone that is wiser. And so here we can see that it's not something, guys, to listen to advice and act on it that says I'm less than. And so when we take a look at our fast-forwarding in our New Testament, we're going to see that living out life without control is very difficult, all right? Because when Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them." Paul said, I had to give up the control in my life. I had to allow God to call the play. And I just had to simply take the instruction and live out the word that I heard. And so here today, it is very difficult, men, to hear the word of God and say, how can the word of God transform my life? And therefore, not worrying about what anybody else is doing, but how can I conform my life to the Word of God and therefore help out as a team? Because did you see the celebration at the very end? Men, did you see the celebration at the end? Is that the celebration we want to be a part of? Because I know one day that there's going to be a great and awesome celebration. I can tell you where it is. I can tell you how to get there. But I can't tell you, men. I can't tell you, man, that the difficult thing is to lay down your life for somebody else. You have to do that yourself. You have to see that Jesus Christ, the most awesome guy in the entire world, laid down his life for you. That he submitted himself, even to be born of man. And he submitted himself to the authority of the Father in order to give us an example, men, of what it means to be on our knees in hand-to-hand combat. Did you notice in our gospel lesson that God went by himself somewhere else, got away from somebody else? I didn't say he went fishing. I didn't say he went off and went fishing. He went off by himself, and he used that time. He said, it's important for me to be able to speak to my Father and to let everyone else know that who would, for thousands of years, who would read about the relationship that we have, that's the relationship we want with our Father. That's a relationship we want to have with God, saying, God, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do to trust you. And so I just sometimes want to get so mad at the world that I just want to say, Lord God, I feel like I want to take my fist and defend myself. But Lord God, if I give you control to lead, that means that you own the gloves. That means that you fight for me. That means that you can do more than I can do with my own hands. And yet I can just serve. And men, sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult just to receive the word of God and to live it out. Let's pray.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this day in which we talk about submission, Lord, Lord God, we have a group of men in this room, Lord, that as a man myself, it is sometimes difficult to want to open up the Word of God because there is a fear in there of somehow losing what it means that we think what it means to be a man in this kind of culture in this day and age, Lord. Help us understand, Lord, that each time we give up who we think we are to you, Lord God, that is more powerful than anything that we can do ourselves. So help us, Lord, in this day, that as some of us will watch a game tonight, help us each and every play to remind us that, Lord God, each and every person on that field is submitting themselves to someone greater, just as we, Lord. Just as we, Lord, want to submit to you, Lord, even though it's difficult, so that the celebration at the end may be with our head coach, the one who looks after us, Lord, and wants to celebrate with us. So, Lord God, help us submit each and every day that your word would guide and lead. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.